My name is Vivian Cordova Flores. I am 59 years old. Today's date is Sunday, May the 22nd, and I'm speaking with Alice, who is my daughter. Let me see. We are recording this interview in El Paso, Texas.
Oh, my God. Okay. Can you tell me about someone who has been a big influence on your life?
My parents. Because they taught me all my moral values that I have.
What lessons did they teach you?
Well, my moral values, like I said, you know, right and wrong, how to behave in society, our manners, most of all. They instilled education, very much so, as I do to my daughter. And I hope I've instilled everything that they taught me to her.
If you were to die suddenly this evening, what would you regret not having done?
Ooh, that's a hard question. Maybe travel to places that I really wanted to go. And of course, well, leaving my daughter behind, that would be devastating. But yeah, there's places that I wish that I could go. But since I'm a teacher, we don't make that much money. So, but yeah, I think travel would be a one. And I think everything else, I've been, you know, pretty much blessed, and I've done what I needed to do.
So you wouldn't do anything else? Like, you wouldn't regret anything else?
Well, you know, there have been people that, you know, in the past you fall in love and then they break up. Stuff like that, you know, maybe.
Like, you would regret that stuff?
Yeah, I think. But no, other than that, not really.
Okay. What advice would you give to your teenage self?
Oh, my God. Behave better.
I know.
Yeah. Don't be as wild, I guess. But I did have a good time, so I don't really regret that. Maybe start off my education more seriously than I did. Because I didn't take my education when I started in college as seriously. And even in high school, I didn't take it as seriously as I should have. Yeah.
So that's it? Taking your education more seriously?
Yeah, I think so, because I think I might have been something other than a teacher.
How has being a parent changed you?
Holy cow. Well, I had Alice when I was 41 years old. So I'm glad that I did that at that age, because I had a little bit more patience than I think I would have at a younger age. So that changed me that way, you know. I learned to be patient, and I know at times I wasn't. And I think my patience is the biggest thing, you know, and that you don't, I can't believe that you have so much love for one child.
And what were you most surprised by?
Being a parent?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Like I said, how much love you have for that child, you know? As soon as it's born, darn, you love that kid.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You just love it so much that you don't want anything to come between you and the child.
I get you. I mean, I don't get you, because I've never had a kid. Child, yeah.
But you'll know, you know, even as a woman, you know, when I was carrying you, I already knew I loved you so much. And I was waiting so, you know, I had such anticipation for you, mm-hmm. you know, and I wanted to see you so bad. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see what you look like so bad. And I think
that's like something
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
Are there any traditions that have been passed down in our family? I know, this is a weird transition, but yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember. Well, other than, you know, the reinforcement of education, you know, that's not really a tradition, but for Christmas, we all get together on the Cordova side of the family, and we all get together every year. Well, we get together a lot, but
yeah.
more so everybody flies in or comes in from out of town, and we get together, and we have our annual Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
When we were little, or I was younger, we used to have these big, huge Christmas parties on my mother's side of the family
mm-hmm.
as well. So I guess that tradition of being a family, a united family.
Mm-hmm. Who were your favorite relatives? And then can you describe what they looked like?
Well, my Uncle Joe was my favorite uncle. And
do you have a story about him?
Oh,
like,
gosh.
What's your favorite story about him?
Let me think. Oh, I remember one night. It's that I was very attached to my mom when I was little, since I was the smallest and youngest, not smallest, but the youngest. And so my cousins had invited me to stay overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And my uncle said, "You'll do good. You'll do good. Come on, come on." And in the middle of the night, of course, I knew I was going to start crying, and I sure did. And my poor uncle had to call my dad, and he had to bring me all the way home. But it was okay, you know, all the way. It's okay, mija. It's okay. Don't worry. It's okay. You know, but he was a very loving man, and my dad and my uncle looked exactly alike.
Yeah.
They were not twins, but they were brothers, and they had that beautiful Spanish nose, you know.
Any other relatives?
Oh, I love my grandparents on my mom's side mm-hmm. of the family. My grandmother, I could tell a zillion stories about her. I loved her so much, you know. In the barrio, in the olden times, my grandmother lived in on Florence Street, which is right smack in the Segundo Barrio. And there used to be John the Baptist Day, or in Spanish we called it El Día de San Juan. And tradition was that you'd go around wedding each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my grandma was one of those that went ahead and played along with us. And she was running around with buckets of water. It was great. And during snow season, because believe it or not, it did snow in El Paso when I was young. And there was my grandmother having snowball fights with us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and building snowmen.
Yeah. Okay. And then, do you have a nickname? And if you do, can you tell me the story of how you got it?
Oh, my brother used to call me all sorts of things.
Really?
Yeah, but everybody calls me Viv because of Vivian.
Vivi?
My grandfather, on one side of the family, called me Vivi. On the other side, it was BB. Yeah. So
how did you get BB?
My grandpa, Albert, my dad's father, called me BB.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandpa on my mom's side was Vivi. So, you know, either or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. This is the last one.
Okay.
So, how do you want to be remembered?
Oh, God. That's a good one. I guess as a good teacher, first of all.
Yeah.
And then the second, not only for my students, but for my daughter. And a loving mother.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. Okay.